But let's keep it matter sporting and say hello to Swoom Jigeliso, host of Sports Live. Molandot, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Stormers Sharks match at 3:05, as we're speculating, could very well be the last of the Super Rugby because of decisions that are being made around the sport of rugby in response to COVID-19. It's going to be an important clash, though, because obviously we want to win it as the Stormers. We lost against Jaguars, I think, which was the last match we had. We had a bye last week, meaning that our boys are fresher and... Am I mixing up my games? Anyway, the Stormers, do they have a chance of winning later on today?
Yeah, no, you're right. They did play the Jaguars a couple of weeks ago. Last time they played and did they lose? No, they won. They lost to the Blues the last time they played, sorry. It's the Sharks that played the Jaguars and they beat the Jaguars down in Durban. It's going to be an interesting one between the Stormers and the Sharks. It was more intriguing, in fact, before the Stormers went down in a shocking result to the Blues, because they were the only unbeaten team in the competition at that point. But now the Sharks have almost overtook them as South Africa's premier team. The Sharks topped the overall log, or they did before the round of matches that took place yesterday, Chiefs and Hurricanes. But the Sharks are still in South Africa's pole position. And I think for this particular clash, it's not really going to be season defining in terms of points and long positions, because it's far too early. But it will certainly set a marker down to say that we as the Sharks, we're gunning for the top South African conference position. And if we have the guts to beat the Stormers, certainly there are very few teams in the competition that can beat us. But the Stormers, on the other hand, they actually want to knock the Sharks off their perch a little bit, because everybody is enjoying what the Sharks are doing, their sexy style of rugby, you know, the chaos going on in their team, they're scoring tries, Kerwin Bosch is playing excellent rugby, Apelele Fassi and the wingers are doing great. So they actually want to dial them down a little bit and knock them off their perch.
What arsenal then will John Dobson have in his men that he will be taking to the field in Durban later on today to ensure victory against the Sharks?
Well, he's made his first significant switch of the season in moving Damien Willemse from fly half to full back. Now, I'm not 100% sure whether that's the right move or that will play right into the Sharks' hands, because it means Jean-Luc Duplessis, is going to come in at number 10 for the Stormers. And he's not so much a runner as Damien Willemse is, and is more likely to kick for territory or to clear than Damien Willemse, who's wont to run the ball out of trouble. So I think what will happen is that you'll find the Stormers will kick a lot of ball down the Sharks' throats, which might be a dangerous ploy, because in Apelele Fassi, Magazole Mapimpi, Sbunkosi, Madosh Tambwe, the Sharks have very, very good counter-attacking players. I'm just hoping that the move is just to ensure that they get points on the board, because Jean-Luc Duplessis is a better goal kicker than Damien Willemse. Willemse has struggled with his kicks to goal this season, and there's no reason why he can't join the line in attack. The problem will come then when it comes to kicking the ball out, or not kicking it behind the defense and just kicking it straight to those Sharks runners that I mentioned. That's going to get the Stormers in real trouble. The Stormers also without Peter Steph to toy it. That's going to be significant. Someone who makes 20 tackles a match, somebody is going to have to step up and fill that void after they lost Siya Kolisi as well, who's another 15 to 20 tackler kind of player per game. And they're going to be facing some hard runners, your Andre Esther Hazens in there, your Sikumbuzo Notches. So they're going to have to box very, very clever in this game to get a result.
it hopefully will be an entertaining match and really showcase to the rest of the rugby world that South African rugby, it wasn't a fluke that we picked up the World Cup trophy a few months ago in Japan, but that we actually are playing a brand of rugby that is exciting, that is entertaining, and that obviously delivers on results.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Obviously, it's been difficult for a lot of the other teams to carry that on. I think the Lions have struggled the most. The Bulls only got their first win of their competition last weekend against the Highlanders. But as far as the Stormers and the Sharks are concerned, we can definitely hang our hats on those two teams this season because they look more likely to carry on the great work that was done at the Rugby World Cup last year. The Sharks, of course, have completed their tour and they got 3 out of 4 away. And the one match they lost against the Hurricanes, they were decimated by injury and they were without Kieran Bosch. And I know they won't use those as excuses, but they had a vastly inexperienced team against that Hurricanes side in Wellington. And really, that's the only blight on their record. And they beat the Jaguars. The Jaguars made the final of the Super Rugby last year. And they put 50 points on the Sharks last year at Kings Park in the same fixture. So to turn that around was unbelievable. And the way they're playing as well, it's really, really pleasing to the eye. The Stormers more defensive and more structured. But John Dobson has said that the team needs to really unleash the shackles a little bit. He wasn't happy. He's not been happy with the way that they have been winning, even though that they've been getting the results and shutting teams out. They shut out the Hurricanes at Newlands 27-0. They shut out the Bulls a week later 13-0. But he just the engines going forward have just not been flowing in the way that we've seen Dobson teams in the past do. So I think it's incumbent on him and the coaching staff to actually see what they can conjure up that will actually ignite that backline.
Well, wish both teams all the best and obviously a bias for the Stormers. Hopefully it will be a victory for the Stormers against the Sharks. Sibu Mjikeliso, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Host of Sports Live. That match, of course, kicking off at 5 minutes past